Christian Quested goes hunting up in Kodiak Island for blacktail and caribou, but it isn't as straightforward as you might think. There are bears in the equation. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
We could see them with a spotting scope down on the coast fishing from where we were hunting. But in that particular case, they never came closer to us. We didn't get into caribou, but we shot 4 blacktail buck tags and we shot 4 blacktail bucks. It's not very cold during that season, and there's no shade because there's no trees. So it's kind of a tough one because we fly about an hour and a half in on a puddle jumper and they land, and it basically looks like it's teeny, and they let you out, and we set up right on the shore and you put up a bear fence. And so just the whole concept that I need to sleep inside of that bear fence kind of makes you nervous.
That's an electrified fence.
Yes,
right?
It looks just like it literally looks like what they set up to keep cattle in places and whatever. Well, actually, I think we had 2 strands of rope that has wire in it and this little electrical box that's got a battery.
Yeah.
And you have a gate with a plastic handle on it. And when you get back, it's probably only less than 100 feet of wire. So you probably 25 by 25 foot square around your tent and your meat's hanging up. And I sleep pretty heavy at night. Fortunately, my hunting partner, Nathan, doesn't.
Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.